Good afternoon. Welcome everyone to Locaweb's fourth quarter 2019 results conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Fernando Cirne, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Rafael Chamas, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Higor Franco, the Online and SaaS Director. Today's live webcast and an earnings release may be accessed through Locaweb website at www.ri.locaweb.com.br. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Locaweb remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We have simultaneous webcast that may be accessed through the company's website. The slide presentation may be downloaded from this website. Please feel free to flip through the slides during the conference call. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Locaweb management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to the macroeconomic scenario, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Fernando Cirne. Mr. Cirne, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all of you to be here with us. We start our fourth quarter and 2019 result presentation, when Locaweb had its best result ever. Moving to slide number two, please. I use this first slide to show you which challenges SMBs face in their digitalization processes and how Locaweb can help them. As you can see, we can help in their digital footprint. We can help them improve their communication with clients, expand their communication with sales channels. We can also improve their productivity. We can also start them to sell online, increase their sales online, and also with their payment processes. We can help them in all the processes, in their digitalization processes. Moving to slide number three, please. Here you can see how Locaweb is structured, and that we are structured with three big processes. First is BeOnline, the second one is SaaS, and the third one is commerce. In total, we have more than 20 products. During last year, we strengthened our product portfolio with internal development and acquiring two new companies, Delivery Direto and King Host. Both of them are actually completely integrated with us. Moving to slide number four. Here we have some detailing of our commerce operation. We actually have a state-of-the-art platform with an easy setup for the final customer. The customer choose our platform and can quickly launch its store. We have agnostic platform that solves all the merchant operational needs, as you see on the right side. When I say, well, again, and we have a proprietary payment solution, which is Yapay. When I say agnostic platform, here, Yapay is an example. We are integrated with Mercado Pago, we are integrated with PayPal and many other payment solutions, but we have our own payment solution. We don't force the clients to use ours, but we definitely believe that we have the best payment solution. On the right side, we can show you our ecosystem. We are integrated with 112 other systems, such as 18 marketplace, 38 ERP system, 12 logistics solution, 8 payment solution, and so all these marketplaces help our clients to sell more and also solve all the needs of these clients to sell online. That's the reason that our client grows more than the e-commerce in Brazil, I will show soon. And actually, this e-commerce ecosystem is also a good source for M&A possibilities. And as I told you, with this large ecosystem, we were able to grow our GMV 57% last year, and e-commerce in Brazil grew 12% last year, according to EBIT. So our GMV now represents more than 6% of the Brazilian e-commerce GMV. So we are doing pretty well in terms of GMV growth. Moving to slide number five, we have here five examples of improvement in our commerce platform that helps our platform to be the best for SMBs. The first one is marketplace integration. During last year, we add six more integrations like Dafiti, Canui, Caesar Marketing, Holistic, Carrefour, and One Continental. We also increase the integration with logistic operators such as JadLog and GoLog. Yapay is also has partnership with other e-commerce platforms. Yapay is not a brand that works only with trade. It works with B2B commerce, Fast Commerce, Magento Shop, EMP, Aruba, Broadening, and Ecosystem. Also, it works with open source platforms such as Magento and WordPress. So it's a brand, it's a product not built to work with trade only. It works with many other platforms. And we also launched a new customer center, very user-friendly, and we have 448 certified partners that helps the clients to launch their platform, their store. So when they choose trade, those partners helps the clients to launch quickly their platform. Okay. Now, the idea is to bring to our results call our BeOnline and SaaS general manager and also our commerce general manager. And today we have here Igor Franco, who is our BeOnline and SaaS general manager. Please, Igor Franco.
Thank you, Fernando. Good afternoon, all. I will share some details about what we have done in the fourth quarter of 2019, and also for the whole year in terms of BeOnline and SaaS products. So we, as Fernando mentioned, we have been accelerating and providing the digitalization for SMBs in Brazil. So we have seen a lot of demand for this in the last years, and because of that, we have been accelerating the development and of new features and also new products. So in the fourth quarter, we launched two new products, which was basically a new voice over IP platform and also a new WordPress hosting platform. Those products, especially the voice over IP product, are related to our SaaS software as a service portfolio. So we have been positioned as the best BeOnline in the market. So we still launching new products on that area as well. Moving forward and talking about SaaS portfolio specifically, we also improved our site builder product with new features that also complement the SaaS portfolio. And we have been moving to a second generation SaaS, which is basically new products that are totally different from what we have been doing today in terms of portfolio. So the second generation are products that are not so related to what we have been done in the past, but they are trying to look forward in new areas, in new verticals that LocalWeb are not present today. An example is Delivery Directo, which we acquired in last year, in mid of 2019. And Delivery Directo is a SaaS platform that enable restaurants to have their own delivery platform. It's a very strong SaaS platform in Brazil, and the acquisition is aiming to make more products in mobile area for our client base that is positioned in different verticals, such as commerce, such as service, and etc. So the Delivery Directo platform will enable us to offer a new mobile platform to those verticals that are not digitalized very well today in Brazil. We also, talking about acquisitions, we also aim for King Host as a huge opportunity in terms of SaaS. Today, King Host is very well positioned in terms of Be Online products. They operate very well with very low churn and high NPS, as LocalWeb do today. And in terms of SaaS, we have seen there is a lot of opportunity for King Host to be present on this area, on this market. So we have been doing a lot of effort to make King Host more SaaS company that they are today. Moving to next slide, please, slide 7. This, in this slide, we will show the main launches that we've done in the last year, in 2019. So for Site Builder, for example, we launched new features such as a new database image. We also integrated Site Builder with Facebook. For this integration, we expecting to see customers moving content between the two platforms, Site Builder and also Facebook. We also integrated Site Builder with Google Analytics to give the customers the opportunity to measure their site and their audience. We also launched new features on Site Builder store. We have a small store on Site Builder for small entrepreneurs that are aiming to test their e-commerce, to validate their e-commerce idea. So on that product specifically, we launched new features such as inventory management, catalog management, price management, calculation of freight, and also a new image database for products on that store. We also launched new features on digital workplace, aiming productivity. With that, we launched a new IP communication product that will enable our customers to using soft phone or mobile or on desktops and et cetera. And we also delivering voicemail, call history, real-time expenses dashboard, call center support with productivity reports and et cetera. We also launched a new digital presence product which is basically WordPress hosting product with many features related to security, to templates and plugins. And our expectation is to give the customers the ability to launch and quickly create their own websites. In the last, we launched a new redesign in terms of we redesigned our VPS line. VPS is our virtual private server cloud for small developers. We now have available for them Windows operation systems and also high performance servers using SSD disks and etc. We also launched a new database as a service product for those developers that want to connect their application with a high scalability and performance database. Okay, now I'm shifting to Fernando again.
Yeah, thank you very much, Igor. Now moving to slide number 8, people is very important to us. We have 1,500 employees at LocalWeb, more than 500 of them working straight with products, and we need constantly to create programs to hire the best people, to develop them, and to keep them working here. And I would like to talk about three of them. First of them is I want to be a developer. I want to be a developer. We take people, we take technical people leaving the university, and we create a program that we develop them internally. So from the left of the university until 3-4 years of the university, we can keep those people developing, we can develop their career internally. We have the succession pipeline. When we have the 9-box 2-2, this works for directors, managers, coordinators, and technical people as well. And also the diversity program that we created last year, and is bringing us a lot of good results. And also a fourth one, which is the trainee program. We are moving to the fourth year of training program. Okay. Now I pass to Rafael Hafashamas, who is our CFO, and he'll talk about our good results.
So thank you, Fernando. Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm starting in slide number 10. As Fernando said, 2019 results were the best in the company's history. It has crowned such an important moment of LocalWeb that was our IPO. That way, we started 2020 capitalized and prepared to advance in our strategy. Our strategy of growth and consolidation as the leading company in offering solutions for digitalization here in Brazil, especially for SMBs, that is our main focus. So with that, I'd like to talk about the highlights of the fourth quarter and the full year. On the left side, I bring the numbers that shows the growth of the company, and the right side, the profitability and cash generation. So starting, our consolidated revenue grew 22.5%. We ended 2019 with net revenue of 385.7 million reals. Our fourth quarter growth was 25.8%. Our e-commerce platform, our segment, kept its high growth pace. So we grew 46.5% year over year. And also important to highlight our GMV growth that grew 57% year over year, a pace that was stronger than the market here in Brazil. IBIT, as Fernando said, that is an institute that does e-commerce market estimation, is expecting a growth for 2019 of 12%. So that shows how strong is our platform in accelerating our clients' growth here. Going to the right side, as I said, here I bring the numbers of profitability and cash generation. We always like to highlight that LocalWeb is a company of high growth, but with profitability and cash generation, and the numbers will show that. We ended 2019 with an EBITDA of 110.9 million reals, which is a growth of 40% year over year. If we get the pro forma data for Kinghost, that is a company that we acquired in, back to May 19, our consolidated adjusted EBITDA would have been 114.7 million reals. Our net income grew 48.4% and reached 28 million reals. And our cash generation that we measure by the adjusted EBITDA minus CAPEX grew 69% and reached 63 million reals. And that confirms how well succeeded it's been our strategy of growing high margins and asset-lighted segments that are the commerce and the SaaS operations. So moving please to slide number 11. Here I present the consolidated net revenue of the company. As I said before, we ended 2019 with 385.7 million reals of revenues, which is a growth of 22.5%. But important to highlight that LocalWeb has been growing since its beginning. We've grown. We always showed growth history in even the most difficult moments here in Brazil. So that it's a growth company, and we've been accelerating that. And for the fourth quarter, we ended the year. We ended the quarter with revenues of 105.2 million reals, which is a growth of 25.8%. So higher than the year itself. So please move into the next slide, that is the number 12. Here I present the net revenue growth by segment and the drivers for that to happen. So we're starting on the upper side. Here we have the commerce operation. We closed 2019 with 80.1 million reals of net revenue. That's a growth of 46.5%. And if you look at the historical trend, we are accelerating. So 2016 was, our revenues were 29 million reals. And we closed the fourth quarter with growth of 45%, revenues of 22.3 million reals. And two drivers here of our operation that indicates and explain the growth that we have in this segment. We closed 2019 with GMV of 3.8 billion reals, an impressive number, that grew 57% year over year. And our payment operation has shown a TPV of 790 around million reals, which is a growth of almost 80% year over year. On the lower side, we can show that BeOnline SaaS has also shown a contribution for the growth of the company. We closed the year with 305.6 million reals, a growth of 17%. Our fourth quarter grew even more, grew 21.4% and closed the fourth quarter with 82.9 million reals. And we ended the year with 365,000 clients. That is a growth of 25% compared to 2018. Moving to slide number 13, now I'm going to start to talking about profitability and cash generation. In this first slide, that is the number 13, I'll talk about EBITDA. And very important to mention, LocalWeb has been expanding its margins year over year. So, as I said, we have the ability to grow with expansion profitability for the company. Our adjusted EBITDA reached, as I said, 110.9 million reals. If we get the full year for Kinghost, our result is 114.7 million reals. We've been showing margin expansion in our consolidated numbers. You can see that in the quarter and in the year. So why that happens? What is the logical to have growth with increasing profitability? There are two explanations here. The first of it, it's our mix composition. As I said before, we are growing more in segments that shows higher margins that are commerce and SaaS. So the mix of these two accelerated pace operations are increasing our consolidated margin. But not only that, we've been able to expand the margins in each of those segments as well. So we've been able to leverage our operation, which is a characteristic for SMB solutions. So starting with commerce that represents already 30.6% of our EBITDA compared to 27.5%. And so that's the mix segment here. We grew 56.6% year over year in our EBITDA and reached 34 million reels for 2019. And the BeOnline and SaaS also grew 34% and closed the year with EBITDA of 76.9 million reels. So both segments have grown, and the mix composition has bring our consolidated numbers to higher margins. But not only that, important to highlight how we've been able to expand the margins in the segments. So commerce grew from EBITDA margin of 39.7 to 42.4, and the BeOnline SaaS also expanded its margin from 22% to 25.2. So those things all together led our consolidated numbers to expand the 40.3% year over year. So moving to slide 14 now. So here I show the adjusted net income for the company that has grown 48.4% and closed the year with 28.2 million views. The net income has benefited from a few things. So as I said, the operational leverage that we had in the segments, our growth in segments that not only has higher margins, but also demand less capex. So our depreciation hasn't grown because of that. We are talking about commerce and SaaS. They do not demand the extra capex to grow their asset-light operations. And also income tax. So we have a drop in our effective tax rate for the 2019 that was 25.6%. So all those things together made our net income to grow 40.4%. Next slide, number 15. Here I show the cash generation of the company. As I said, LocalWeb is an operation that generates cashes, and we are also capitalized, important to say, because of the proceeds from the IPO. On the left side, here I show the cash flow. So the first highlight that I do is the net cash of the operation activities that grew 41.4% year over year and closed with 82.8 million reals. Right below that, we have the capex for our permanent assets that has grown 17%, but 5 million reals from the capex that we paid on 2019 was added to our permanent asset in 2018. So if I do not get this 5 million reals in account, you would have seen a drop of 15% in our capex. And that's important to say because that shows the contribution of growth in the asset-light segments. And now going to the free cash flow after capex, of course, it has almost doubled. So we closed the 2019 with 35.2 million reals of free cash flow. Important also to say that because of the IFRS 16, the lease is not in the operational activities anymore. It's there in the financing activities. You can see that in the 10 million reals, 10.1. So if you get that number in the operation activity to make a comparable basis, even though we would have seen an expansion of cash generation of 47.2%. So the company is generating more cash. And on the right side of the slide, this chart summarizes the success of our growth strategy in high margin and asset light segments. Here I show the cash generation that we measure by EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA minus capex. And we closed 2019 with an expansion of 69%. And closed the year with 63.2 million reels of cash generation. So with all that said, I pass back the speech to Fernando Cirne here.
Thank you very much, Rafael. Now we'll talk a little bit about coronavirus, what we have done and how it might impact us. And it's important, moving to slide number 17, and how we have acted. It's important to say that since the beginning of the coronavirus crisis, our main focus has been with the safety of our employees and also with the continuity of our operation. And we have been very successful in those two items. With our previous experience with remote work, mainly in the engineering and developing new products, and also with our contingency plan in the support operation, we have been able to reach 99% of home office and the entire company with zero impact, which is very good. Also, we are continuing to develop new products with the same speed, and also we have the same support standards that we used to have. So, zero impact in our operation. We have the same standards of development. So we are very happy what we have done with our operation and with our employees. Moving to slide number 18. Here we have, it's important to remember how resilient our businesses is. We have 97% of our revenue recurring with automatic renewal. It's very important. We have a very low revenue concentration. Our largest client is responsible for less than 1% of our revenue. We are very capitalized, as Rafael said before, and we are a very cash generating company. More than 80% of our sales from digital channels. So they continue to work normally, and we are continuing to bring new clients to our operation. Our servers will be needed in a scenario of increasing digitalization, and we definitely believe this scenario will happen when the corona crisis finishes. Okay, moving to slide number 19. We know it is too early to know all the impacts in our operation of the corona crisis, but based on the last 10 days, what we have identified are for products for SMBs, some products have suffered some drop in sales, but some other products have suffered an increase in sales. I can give you two examples. The first one is tray stores. We have a good increase in sales. And another one, Delivery Directo, the APP for restaurants. We have a dramatic increase in number of new restaurants that have applied for the application. Okay. Also, exchange rate can help products where competitors are priced in dollars. For example, Tray again, one of our competitors, which is Shopify, is priced in US dollars. Entrance cloud products, such as Cloud VPS, also increase its sales. And another product that we believe will face a very good increase in terms of sales is All-In. All-In competitors, all of them are priced in dollars. So we believe that after the crisis, you'll be able to sell a lot of All-In. For larger products, sales and churn are being held back by the lockdown. So we believe when the corona crisis finishes, we will face increased sales and churn as well. So it's much like I think the held back is a good word. So like a frozen of sales and churn. The acceleration of the economy may reduce the growth of GMV. But again, our GMV last year grew 57%, much more than the GMV of e-commerce in Brazil, which was 12%. So even if we face a deceleration, okay, it might be 45, 40, it's easy, it's early to say, but we might face deceleration, but we will still grow GMV this year. However, if this acceleration, offline businesses will search for online solutions, and this will be definitely an opportunity for Localweb after, well, when the corona crisis finishes. Okay. Moving to slide number 20. Oh, 20, what? Yes, 21, sorry. How, well, we believe that we are very well positioned for 2020. We are very well positioned in this relevant business that is e-commerce. This business is growing a lot and we're very well. We have a good product, very good ecosystem, and so on. We have the best portfolio for SMBs digitalization process in Brazil. We are a very well capitalized company with the resource obtained from IPO and with strong and consistent cash generation. We have a clear strategy, robust M&A pipeline. We have a clear ability to launch products that complement the ecosystem and increase the possibilities of cross-sell and upsell. We have programs to develop, retain, and attract the best people in the market. We can use our low CAC to accelerate customer acquisition. And we can contribute to the market, digitalization post-COVID. That's it. So we believe that even with this crisis, we can have a definitely great year in 2020. Thank you very much to spend these 40 minutes with us. We'll go to Q&A. And again, thank you very much.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Vitor Tomita, Goldman Sachs.
Hi, good afternoon all, and thanks for taking our questions. We have actually two questions here. One question is if you could give us some more color on how much of the GMV increased over the last year, over the last two quarters, came from the from Yapay customers outside TradeBase and in other platforms. And the second question is whether you could give us a brief update on how the competitive scenario has evolved, especially in commerce, and if there have been any relevant recent developments in competition. Thank you.
The first question, we cannot open this data. It's basic because the competition environment. What I can tell you is that our payment solution, Yapay, in outside platforms such as Magento, WordPress, is growing 3 digits. It's all I can tell you. I cannot give you more detail about these data. Regarding the competitive landscape, what I can tell you is that one of our competitors, the Xtech, closed its door in January. So it's definitely an advantage to us. And another competitor, which is Shopify, charged in dollar, and as the exchange rate is becoming higher, and our platform is becoming more competitive against foreigner competitors such as Shopify. And also, Shopify doesn't have a ecosystem, such a strong ecosystem as we have. And so integration with marketplace in Brazil, and installments, and integration with ERPs and so on. So we definitely believe that we have the best solution in Brazil and the best ecosystem comparing to our competitors.
Perfect, very clear, thank you.
Our next question comes from Cesar Medina, Morgan Stanley. Mr. Caesar, your line is open. Excuse me, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Thank you. I'll turn over to Mr. Fernando Cirne for final considerations. Mr. Cirne, you may give your final considerations now.
Hey, thank you very much for all the attendees. I would like to say thank you for all the C-level, all the directors and for the attendees. And I hope to see you again in 3 months with the results of the first quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's LocalWeb's fourth quarter 2019 results conference call. You may disconnect your line at this time. Have a good afternoon.